Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 22, verses 14 and 15. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood." There are certain places that you never want to be closed. If you are suddenly very sick and in need of emergency care, how dismayed you would be if, at the entrance of the hospital emergency room, there was a sign across the doors that said, "Closed." Closed is what happened in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve took the forbidden fruit, they were banished so they could not take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. That banishment from the Garden of Eden was actually an act of mercy from their Creator. Can you imagine an eternity of life on earth with a sinful nature and bodies broken by sin? Some might call that hell on earth. Closed is what you and I would rightfully expect to see at the gates of heaven if left to our own doing. Before the purity and power of God's holiness, we too would have to join the dogs and all sinners outside the gates of heaven. But God's desire is always for sinners to come near to Him. The gates into the eternal city have been opened by the sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus was excluded from the mercy of God so that you and I would not be. Jesus was closed off from the love of His Father so that He could provide something for us we could never have on our own access. One day, by the grace of God, we will walk through those gates into the eternal city and see the tree of life with our own eyes. Until that day comes, keep the vision of glory before you. But also, heed God's warning when it comes to our sin. Cling to Jesus and the robes He has washed for you. Through Him, access to the tree and eternity is always open. Lord Jesus, thank You for giving me confidence about my eternal future. Give me that same comfort and confidence as I live my life in faith. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.